Welcome one and all to WOW, also known as We Are Obsessed With. Well, we obsessed with, actually. There's no A in there, is it? It's Lucy from Heat, Carl from Heat. Hello, Carl.
Hey,
and
Lisa.
Lydia as well from Heat.
Hello.
Now, we've got lots to discuss. Obviously, if you're unfamiliar with the podcast, we are from the people from Heat Magazine, Heat World and Heat Radio, which you can catch 24/7. Heat is out on a Tuesday. And we've got to talk about I'm a Celebrity, first of all.
Yes, the lineup's officially out.
If you're listening to this when I'm a Celebrity started, because we're out on a Friday, but you may be listening to it when it's, things have been going on, but I doubt you still know who any of the people are. So, because that's the first point. So, Lydia, let's talk through the lineup.
Okay.
Were you kind of disappointed when you saw it?
A little bit, to be honest. There's no big personality that I can think of when I look at this.
No, I agree.
Although, remember when Gemma Collins, and also I think because the rumours had such good people in.
Yes,
like you thought Gemma Collins was coming back. I thought Charlotte Crosby was going in. You know,
have to remember. They always bring in a few people late, don't they?
They do.
Maybe they're going to bring some great ones in.
I bloody hope so.
they might need them.
So let's just remind ourselves if people don't know.
Okay. So first up, I'm going on the list that I've printed it out from the website.
Yeah. Here we go.
Stanley Johnson, aka Boris Johnson's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. He'll be good. Mm. Actually, my friend has met him because she does events and she said he's really brilliant. I think he'll be good. Okay.
He'll be great too. I think we'll learn some stuff about Boris Johnson.
Yeah, okay.
Jenny McAlpine from Coronation Street, Fizz.
Yeah. She's favourite to win, apparently. I don't know what
it's
people are basing this on.
She's the only one that people know.
Well,
yeah. I think she could be good.
Yeah.
She seems sweet, but maybe not that interesting. Jamie Lomas, also from Hollyoaks. Formerly, was he in Corrie? No.
No,
he was only about Hollyoaks.
Like, no, he looks like he could have been in Corrie, but no. I don't think he has.
I think he tried to go to Hollywood and it didn't work out for
Hollywood,
him.
Yeah. Hollyoaks. Yeah.
Vanessa White from The Saturdays.
Yeah. She's a bit naughty, I think, so maybe she'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But it's not like anyone's really that bothered about what's that. I don't think the Saturdays are that rock and roller that you
know
what went on.
No,
the
God, no. And she, like we were saying earlier in the lift, Carl and I were like, she's kind of like the Nadine Coyle of like the Saturdays, isn't she?
She's
a really
voice,
talented one.
Not necessarily, yeah.
But never went anywhere.
Not the profile. Although there were a lot of pictures of her drunk. Numerous occasions, so she seemed to party quite well.
And the Chasing the Saturdays documentary that was on back in the day, she was quite at the...
Oh, you would know that.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Maynard, Connor Maynard's younger brother.
What?
From YouTube. He's the one that's got everyone a bit like, who the hell is this?
But he'll probably win it because he's probably massive.
Amir Khan.
Okay. Yeah.
There's been so much drama this year with
his
personal life. It's a bit like, I find it an interesting choice that he's done this.
Yeah.
Just got back with his pregnant wife.
Yeah. Now I'm going into the jungle.
Someone I've never heard of is Shappi Khorsandi. She's a comedian.
The comedian. I don't know who this is.
I think it's hard for a comedian in an environment like that because you've got to be blooming funny the whole time. And I bet that, you know, under those conditions,
whilst you're,
is not going to make you feel funny.
When you interview comedians, I often find they're like,
not
hardest people to make be funny.
They're quite miserable.
they're quite.
So this could ruin her career.
So what will she be like with a kangaroo?
It's only starting up from what we know. Rebecca Vardy. I think she'll be out soon.
Yeah.
Dennis
Wise.
Explain
who she is for people who don't know. She was married to.
She's Jamie Vardy. Yeah. Leicester City footballer.
Yeah. And she did a lot of posing in her, kind of showing her real body when she'd had kids,
Yeah. Someone I've tried to blank out my life.
Yeah.
Dennis Wise was a footballer.
I have no idea who that is.
And Georgia Toff Toffolo from Made in Chelsea.
I
like her. She's probably her and Fizz. Her, Fizz and Boris's dad.
I think Georgia's going to be real Marmite because I don't watch Made in Chelsea or haven't watched it properly in a while. And she really irritates me.
Oh, I thought she was great on Celebs Go Dating as well.
In the trailer, she could really annoy me.
Annoying,
it's just anyone too posh. I just am like, ugh.
But then she'll probably squirt. And the thing is, people will probably put her in the trials because she is so posh. And you need someone who is annoying because they're then the ones that get put up for trial all the time,
consistently.
Now we just have to talk a bit about the reports that have been coming out. So apparently, the set is not real.
A guy called Bob has revealed all the secrets
of Bob. It's Medic Bob, isn't it?
Yeah, he's the
on-site
medic.
A guy called Bob. He's more famous than the lineup.
So on-site medic Bob has revealed that the So apparently the rocks are made of papier-mâché.
Love that.
And I can't believe that.
The waterfall is kind of a shower that can be turned on and off.
It kind of doesn't surprise me. Having been to Australia and back, but it all did seem a little too perfect, too a shower. Perfect. Yeah.
And they do, because I've been there, but I didn't. If I'd only had known, I would have been given knocked on a rock just to see if it was echo. But and it did. It is quite, because it's quite compact and quite neat. And obviously, it is in the jungle, but they have to make it a set as well. And so then a lot of the time, it's covered. There's an awning over it, because otherwise they would get completely drenched.
Of course.
And then, so you notice when it's raining, they never really get that wet.
That's true.
And then let's quickly talk about the Red Sox.
Oh, the Red Sox. Yeah, so everybody, well, I say everybody's been wondering. I've never wondered it before.
No. But now we know.
But Bob did reveal the other day that they wear Red Sox so that the insect bites don't show up on screen.
That is disgusting.
Which is a bit disgusting, isn't it?
But they're not only going to get bitten on the ankles. Mind you, I guess that's where...
Maybe they're compression socks. Because you know when you get bitten on your ankle, it swells up quite badly. Like, at least it does on me.
Maybe
they're all else.
Sexy compression socks.
Them in the shower with these really swollen
so
ankles.
I want to go to the pub with Bob and get some more details.
We need to get Bob's phone number and get him to be our exclusive source.
Definitely.
I mean, he's been consistent, hasn't he, the whole time?
The things Bob must have seen as the on-site medic.
Oh, I know. And obviously, we'll be welcoming back Ant. So it's going to be. I mean, I reckon he's going to be pretty nervous, isn't he? Because he just knows that all eyes are on him for a different reason.
It's been so,
But I think maybe when he gets back into the swing of it, he's got Deck by his side, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
And he's quite far away from home. He can ignore the papers.
True.
I wonder if they'll make any reference to it, because I think they're quite honest and I think that's what people like about their humour. And I think if they don't make reference to the fact that he's been in rehab or that stuff's gone on,
agreed.
It will be this kind of elephant in the room, won't it?
Yeah.
So I think they'll kind of gently take the mickey out of it. But we shall see. Anyway, exciting. I'm a Celebrity is back. Something not very exciting, pretty horrible news. Arthur Collins, Fern McCann's ex, has been found guilty of that horrible charge of throwing acid in a nightclub. She obviously kind of estranged herself from him. She's had the baby. He's the father of her child, Sunday. So he's gone to prison now. She's come out and made a statement, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She said, well, it's in third person. Fern's thoughts are, of course, with the innocent people caught up in the events at Mangle last April. No one should ever have faced with violence on a night out. Having given birth days ago, Fern is focusing on being the best mother she can be. She long ago accepted that she was doing this alone and is determined to find the best possible future for her daughter.
God, I mean, what a thing to go through.
When you're celebrating, like, I mean, I've never had a child, but you can only presume it's like one of the best moments of your life is to have a child.
Just completely tarnished.
Within a week as well, for this to happen. It must be really hard for her.
In a way... I'm not saying, it's good. But in a way, it kind of takes away the decision for her, because I think he'd been accused of it and his kind of reputation was tarnished. She obviously knew she should distance herself from him. If he then had kind of got away with it, because there's video footage of him in the nightclub, do you know what I mean? If he'd got away with it and then he was out, it would probably make it even harder for Fern, because she would then be faced with him wanting to be potentially a presence in Sunday's life. Because I know that she's talked about his mum probably wants to see Sunday, and she kind of wants to keep her to herself, but she knows that she can't completely separate herself. So it's tough.
It's a really difficult
out of her control.
Position. But like you say, the rest of the family, the extended family of his, they're not responsible for what he did and his actions.
It's a tough thing to go through, and she's been. I think everyone around her has said just how strong she's been and how amazing she's been about it.
Yeah.
She's never known love like it with Sunday, not the ex.
Her friend Vicky Patterson was saying at the EMAs the other night how she's seen Sunday and how great Fern is doing with her as well.
I mean, that picture she posted was so cute. I would never have been able to. She looked amazing as well. I mean, that was only about two days after she gave birth. I had my boobs hanging out. I was in pajamas. There's no way my hair all over the place. There'd be no way I'd be able to post a picture like that.
No.
The baby's got so much hair as well, can I just say?
Yeah, so much.
Very neat. Anyway, talking of hair, Kardashians.
The Kardashians.
So the Kardashians, what haven't they done?
They've had a robbery. Yeah. They've had pregnancies. They've had people in and out of, boyfriends, turbulent relationships.
People in and out of boyfriends. Yeah.
So where the hell do you go from here? Obviously, you go to space, don't you?
Naturally. It's the next venture.
You take it out of this world. So apparently, Chris, keen to sign Keeping Up With The Kardashians up until 2019. She wants, you know, to reinvent the show, keep it fresh by taking the whole family to space.
So what, they're going to be on the International Space Station or something? They'll just move on, move into it.
Because Virgin Galactic are doing flights.
Yes.
And this has been going on for ages, because I remember, God, it must have been about 4 years ago that there were stories that celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio
signed up
and bought tickets. Justin Bieber, Angelina Jolie apparently has bought tickets. And then they did a test, didn't they, and it crashed. Yeah. I mean, I would want a refund if I was them. But maybe that's why Kris Jenner wants to send the Kardashians up. Maybe she's
over it.
Maybe she's had enough of her family. She's going to send them all up to die in space. I don't know. But that would be brilliant to see them in space.
It would be. And it would be brilliant if they actually went on the same flight as Angelina Jolie, Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, we actually saw behind the scenes those people.
That'd be one episode I'd like.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that'd be brilliant.
They wouldn't sign the, you know, blurred out faces of celebrities in the background on the plane.
Exactly. As also does that, Chris is convinced she's hit on the ultimate storyline, and I couldn't agree more, really, to be honest.
Well, it is, yeah.
It would be brilliant if they actually not just went on Virgin Galactic, but, like, trained up to be astronauts, and we got to see Kim, you know, in training.
Yeah. She wouldn't have the concentration. It's quite taking hard a selfie to be
she tried to.
Yeah, I know. She would not. She would fail straight away. Now, have you seen, she did, she was interviewed on James Corden's show, wasn't she?
Yes.
And this is brilliant, actually. So he does a show, a kind of skit on his show called Spill Your Guts or fill your guts.
Fill Your Guts on the Late Late Show.
And so he has, it's a bit like I'm a Celebrity, actually. So he kind of sits around a table full of horrible things like bull penis and bird saliva, and they each have to answer a question or eat the item in front of them.
Yes.
And so what happened?
She was obviously asked, one of the cards asked her to confirm or deny her siblings' rumoured pregnancies.
So this was both of them, Chloe and Kylie, because neither of them are still admitted.
Yep. Every single day we're kind of zooming into their Instagram post. Is that a bump? Is that a bump? What is that?
Their innards. We're zooming into their innards.
Yet to find anything, you know, with concrete evidence.
No.
But yeah, she had to eat fish guts essentially rather than, you know,
but they can't waste. They can't waste the storyline.
They're revealing. You know, she can't. They'll give birth in space.
That would be
the pressure.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate storyline that Chris.
What would happen
if you
gave birth in space? Would you just float up? Yeah, I guess it would.
I don't know. Well,
I guess so. Yeah, your baby would just float.
Call us
I'm trying to reenact.
She's acting out.
I'm acting out labour in space here. Okay, let's move on away from space to Sandringham. Mm. So Meghan Markle is spending Christmas with the Queen.
Oh, the dream.
Big step.
So last year, I don't think they'd been together that long last year, had they?
No.
Nope.
And Meghan and Harry spent Christmas apart last year.
Yes,
but
that's
now
correct.
She's
as you kind of do,
invite.
Don't you? Keeping it, you know, yeah, taking things slow.
Got to ease yourself in. And also, Christmas with the royals, I think it's quite intense. I don't think it actually looks that fun.
No. I was looking at what they do. They're going out. They've got these engaged, you know, they've got to go to church. They've got to go here. They've got, like, they're going to these parades, go and shake hands. They've got to do so much stuff. They can't just sit and watch like the Gruffalo.
Because do you remember the Queen didn't go last year to the church and everyone was freaking out?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And there's a bit of me that just thought, you know what? I wonder whether she just woke up and was like, I really don't want to put on a dress.
Can't be asked.
Don't want to put makeup on. I don't want to wave. I just want to chill out
in
my pyjamas watching a film like I do on Christmas Day. And I've put poor Meghan.
Oh no.
But maybe she wants it. Maybe she wants to wave to the crowds. Because we've not seen them officially anywhere with other royals yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
No, and I mean, you're not going to refuse anyway, are you?
No.
She can't exactly say no. So, and it's also she's got to do this, and then it's like, when is this engagement going to...
Is it true that they're waiting until the birth of Kate and Will's child?
They're annoyed.
Oh, they don't want to steal the thunder.
Yeah, because it's like that complex thing. You know, complicated thing of like, when, is Kate going to be like... Oh,
when is
the
child...
May? April, May?
Ready? When is the child ready?
I think it's April or May, around that time.
So we would expect a kind of late summer engagement.
Yeah.
Did you ever, I'm really changing the subject, well, not, I'm just digressing. Did you ever see there's a brilliant newsreader that went viral? I don't know if it was Sky News, but he was, when he was reading the announcement about the royal pregnancy, because everyone had already announced it about 2 months before, and then he said, oh, and news is apparently the Duchess of Cambridge is expecting in April, and I don't really know why that's news, because we already knew that 2 months ago, but it was just so pretty. It's called
Simon McQueen. He's on the BBC.
I love him.
Yeah, it was the date they got the official like due date. Rather than just us speculating it's April or May, which I'm still doing because I don't know the official date. And I love that. It's so true. Did you see him outside when George was born, and he was like doing a live, and they was like, there's no news here, I don't know why you're with me, she's still inside. In labour. There's nothing has happened.
Report.
When there's something to report, I'll tell you.
Oh, I love him. Maybe he could just go and report around Christmas and just hang out outside.
Yeah,
there.
Just to kind of fly on the wall. Yeah. Kind of.
Wouldn't that be great?
We need more of him in
the number of people that are going to be outside in Sandringham watching just because of Meghan, though. Like, she's going to reinvigorate the rules like Kate
That's
did,
true.
I think.
She only just wrapped up on the new series of Suits the other day, so she's got, I think she's...
So she's finished now.
She's finished Suits.
But that's
for
it for
now.
Her done? Because isn't that the whole thing? If they get engaged, she's got to walk away.
Well, yeah.
From Suits and her career.
But she has finished. Are you saying that she's totally finished it?
She's finished this series.
Or is she just on hiatus?
She might be on hiatus. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, the American thing.
Just apparently, I'm reading about the Royals Christmas here. So... As opposed, they usually make their journey to Sandringham via public transport.
Yes, they get the train. Yeah, the
sometimes
Queen gets the
startling
train.
Oblivious passengers with their presents.
Yeah,
that is weird.
Oh really?
Why?
I don't know. It's just tradition. Last year though, the Queen got a helicopter because she was ill.
Oh okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they do take the train. I also read somewhere that apparently, as soon as the Queen stops eating, everyone at the table has to stop.
Oh, and I can't imagine she eats that much of it.
No, and Christmas dinner, oh my God. Yeah. I would be, that would not work
I'd be
for
halfway
me.
Through a roast potato.
Yeah.
And have to...
I know. So you'd have to like wolf it all down really quickly just to make sure that you finish before. Because apparently if you've got your fork up and hers is down, that's it.
But that
it,
is
done.
Another thing for Meghan. I mean, I guess she must have had someone training. I'm not saying because she eats a lot. I don't know. I don't know how much she eats. But she must have by now had someone literally giving her... the kind of the ground rules of what you
etiquette,
have to do.
Yeah,
because
do
there must be so many things. How would you know what you're meant to do?
Yeah, because you're meant to bow and curtsy and all this, like, things have to happen in order and who do you bow to and who
do
you not curtsy
to. I find it hard
enough
meeting a regular person on the street.
Oh,
do you handshake? Do you hug? Do you kiss? I don't you know.
Or then you have those awkward, sort of hesitant kisses when you're kind of... and then one, you don't know whether to do the second
all
one.
All three.
That's the worst. And then you're, like, hovering like, really awkwardly. Most
I do
the. Awkward.
Do you just do the cheek? I'm pretty much just a cheek presser.
Yeah, I don't like it when people do the lips.
No, me either.
Depends who it is, to be
honest. Yeah, it does depend who it is. Anyway, on that note, I hope Meghan enjoys her Christmas with the Queen.
I'm sure it's going to be wonderful for her, but we're glad we're not there.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. You've been listening to Heats. We're obsessed with it. We'll be back same time next Friday. Don't forget to get the magazine out every Tuesday. Heatworld.com on 24/7, as is Heat Radio. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.